You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Lot to get to today, we'll have a little bit of a segment coming up with Tim Fakeless later on. We had some audio trouble going on earlier, so we'll get to that in a little bit. We'll have that at the end of the show. First of all, I wanted to do a little previewing myself of the game against the Orlando Magic for the Timberwolves tonight. First of all, the Orlando Magic, a little bit of mixed bag from them, just as far as what you're going to get on a night-to-night basis, what you're going to expect from them. Outside of Aaron Gordon, I know a bunch of people will disagree with me. Outside of Aaron Gordon, not really super scared of a bunch of these players. I know that they have solid players on their roster, and you have to have some playmakers if you're going to beat teams like Cleveland, even with the struggles that Cleveland is having. You're still going to have some players, but outside of Aaron Gordon dropping 40, I don't see another guy on this roster that can really wreck the Timberwolves defense and really have a huge night. So as long as the Timberwolves, I know it's simplifying the game a lot, but as long as the Timberwolves can keep Aaron Gordon from dropping 40-some points on them, then I think they should be okay. Matchups that I'm looking for, I am looking at Aaron Gordon and Vucevic in the paint against Gibson and Towns is one of the matchups I'm going for. That should be a pretty big clash. There should be a lot of times where one of those guys, Gibson or Towns, is in the post and needs to put up buckets, and really it'll be a way to figure out who is going to out-muscle who and who is going to have the bigger night. I think will decide a lot of what happens in this game and maybe even who wins this game, who edges out and takes victory. Another matchup I'm looking at is Andrew Wiggins. Not really a matchup, I guess, but another thing I'm looking for is Wiggins to go back to the early weeks of shooting about, I would say, 6 to 7 three-pointers a game. That's where I want to see him averaging. That's where I want to see his average get back up to. You have Tim Fakeless. He's reporting from the practice for the Timberwolves. Excuse me, I lose my train of thought there. Jeez, but he's reporting from the practice from the Timberwolves today that the emphasis is from Thibodeau that they're going to shoot more three-pointers and that they need to be shooting more outside. And I think that starts with Wiggins. I think that starts with him being more aggressive from outside. You saw him take 3 shots in the Hornets game and miss all 3 of them. I think you need him to shoot his way out of those slumps, shoot his way out of those poor streaks and get into the game and really be the guy who, if there's going to be guys taking extra shots, it's going to be him looking to shoot himself into a hot streak. I want to see him take 7 of those shots, and so that if he misses 2 or 3 at the beginning of a game, that he can shoot himself into making 3 or 4 of those to finish out the game. I think that's really important just because, as far as three-point shooters, he's the guy I'm most confident in consistently throughout the season producing from that range, whereas you see other guys like Towns, Teague, they might be up and down. They might be up and down in their shots per game. I want to see consistency from him because I think he can be the most potent deep threat that the Timberwolves have. Another guy that I'm looking to produce a lot of points is Teague. I think that he should have a really solid, or we need him to have a really solid night. The Timberwolves need him to have a big game. He's going to be up against a tough guard in Elfrid Payton. He's going to have a tough matchup when he's going on offense versus Payton on the defensive side, but he needs to be the better player, and whatever it is, if it's him being a playmaker and getting a bunch of assists, or if it's off-ball stuff and him being really good off the catch and shoot and putting up about 20 points, you need him to win his individual matchup because, again, that clash in the paint, I'm not exactly sure who's going to win in that clash in the paint, but I know that from the outside, if Wiggins is shooting a bunch of shots and starts to get hot from the three-point line, and if Teague is winning his matchup at point guard, then I think this team is going to be very successful. Jamal Crawford, a guy coming off the bench, I think if he puts up 15 to 19 points, that's going to be another indicator of how this one is going. If in the second quarter you have Jamal Crawford and he's feeling it from range and he's knocking down shots, I think that'll be a good sign for the Timberwolves, just because I think a lot of emphasis, especially in this game against a team that's really long and is going to give them some problems on the wing and closing out. I think if the starters are feeling it and then you have a guy coming in that 6-man role and Jamal Crawford is knocking down shots, I think that bodes well for the Timberwolves throughout the game. And so now we're going to get to, again, we had some broken audio going into this one, and so had to work with it. Still wanted to get Tim on the show, so we worked around it. We got him on the show, and now I bring you Tim Fakeless talking about Teague.
Yeah, I think Teague's a guy that could definitely make a big impact, but it's really hard for a guy like Teague to go off against an Elfrid Payton, only because if there's one thing that Elfrid Payton does well, it's defend other point guards. And Teague has shown, I don't want to rip too much on Teague, only because I think his learning curve is a little bit bigger than the rest of the team. But when he's struggled, he's kind of just fallen into the abyss. And that's the only thing I'm a little bit nervous about with him, and especially a big point guard like Elfrid Payton. I could see him having problems with him. To be fair, he's had success against guys like Rubio, who are sort of the same size and defensive stature. So it could really go either way.
How do you feel about, just in general, the Wolves and how they've played against some of these Eastern Conference teams? Orlando, Charlotte, Miami, all these teams have, or at least Charlotte and Miami, have given the Wolves some pretty great games. Detroit beating the Wolves twice, once without Butler. So a little asterisk by that one maybe, but the struggles that, or the tight games they've been playing with the teams in the East, does that make you think that maybe just in general we've underestimated how the teams in the East will play and the production that they have, just as far as across the board talent in the Eastern Conference?
No. I don't think the East is good. I think they're playing other Eastern Conference teams more than the West are playing Eastern Conference teams. I think the teams like the Pistons are a little bit of an outlier, only because I think they're better than people expected coming in. A couple years ago, they were the 8th seed in the playoffs. They gave Cleveland like a really tough first-round series, and people were expecting them to make a move up. They didn't do that, and now they're playing more like a team that is back on that trajectory from a couple years ago. The Hornets are an okay team. I mean, the Celtics are obviously a very good team. The Cavs are – I'm not worried about the Cavs at all. But no, I don't think the East is good. I just I don't want to get much more analytical than that. All the talent is in the West right now. I think Philadelphia is going to be absolutely dangerous in a couple of years, and they're not bad as it is right now. But in general, I'm not concerned at all about what the East offers, just as it stands against the West.
Listeners, if you have Eastern Conference biases, Tim does not speak for the show in any way. I think it's a very great conference. I think you should continue to listen to the show. Please don't leave. Anyways, I think
the East is whack.
I think your assessment is probably right. The East is kind of like this Wild West where, like, you know that there are supposed to be certain teams that are really good, but on any given night, you have a really weird game where, like, Orlando beats Cleveland, and it's just this strange place where I think the regular season is gonna be really fun, but at the end of the year, you're gonna have the playoff teams that you kind of expect coming out of the East.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cleveland or Boston will get to the finals. I think Detroit will be an okay playoff team. I really hope Philadelphia brings something to the table. And then I think Washington and Toronto are sort of in that middle ground. We'll probably make a second round or compete for it. Miami doesn't suck. I mean, it's just a boring conference right now. That's the state of the East right now. And that's not even a rip on it. It's just, when you look up and down the conference, like, who are the fun players that you're really looking for? You got John Wall's great. The Sixers have some fun pieces. LeBron is obviously in the East. It's just, there isn't a ton there to get too excited about. Whereas when you look in the West and you think, like, man, the bottom of the playoff tier, it has a team that has Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins. Like, it's really hard to look at both conferences objectively as sort of the same entity, because it's just not.
You forgot to mention Markel Fultz's shoulder fluid as part of one of the cool things in the East.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, you know, you're not talking to Lucas Seehafer, right? I don't get excited over shoulder fluid.
It's a good time in the East. It's a good time. All right, so we have a segment coming up here about Thanksgiving, and it's a very festive holiday one. But first, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about fantasy sports. Fantasy sports fans, listen up, because I am here to talk to you about Draft, my favorite app on my phone, my new favorite app. you know that your chances of winning on draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? That's why Draft is my favorite fantasy site. No more getting crushed by the pros, and it's not just me. More than 1 million people that have already downloaded Draft are on there too. And so it allows me not to go on there and get crushed by a guy like Tim. Like, I can go on there and play my brothers, and I can beat them and take their money, as opposed to Tim just making me feel bad about myself. Play in real-life NBA Draft right now. Be done in under 5 minutes and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling every second, so you can join one whenever you want. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code LOTWOLVES. That's LOTWOLVES. That's right. Play in real money draft for free just by using my promo code. Again, LOTWOLVES is the promo code, but it gets even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it, they'll make an even better offer. Listeners, a money-back guarantee up to $100. $100, you get your money back. So you're doubling your money without even having to do anything. That's a steal. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with the promo code LOTWOLVES. And again, I will be opening up, just like every Wednesday, I'll be opening up a couple drafts, one with money on the line, one without money on the line, if you just want to check it out. But again, you get 100% bonus when you deposit up to $100 in cash. So you get money right away, so you're not even risking any money if you come join me and play against me this Wednesday. Download the Draft app now. All right, so it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving for all the listeners out there. And so we're going to do a special segment, Tim.
Okay.
It is, what are you thankful for this basketball season, Timberwolves specific? What are you thankful for from the Timberwolves this basketball season?
That they've been healthy. I can't stress that enough. The fact that this team came in with some high expectations, and so far they're 10-7. They've more or less met those expectations so far. To a certain extent, they've surpassed them in my mind. I expect them to start off a little bit slower than they have, but they're 10-7. Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Karl-Anthony Towns, all healthy. Butler missed two games with an illness, but I'm not so much going to count that. But the fact that they've been healthy so far is a very lucky thing. I don't even want to envision what they would look like with an injury to one of their key guys. This seems like a team that would struggle with injury, and so far, I'm knocking on wood, they've been healthy so far, so that's a big thing.
Yes, health is huge. I'm thankful that Andrew Wiggins actually signed his contract before the start of the season. That was an area of consternation for me, and I'm really happy that he is locked up and signed long-term, and that happened before the beginning of the season, so there wasn't any drama carried into the season. Give me one more. What other thing are you thankful for the Timberwolves?
Oh, I didn't realize I had to have two. Man, you're throwing me off my game. Okay, well, I already said it for the most part, but the fact that they started off relatively well, I mean, it's really fun. I've covered the team since 13-14. As far as going to games and everything, I've covered the team since 2011-12, if you go back to like when I was writing in college, sort of like what you're doing.
Throwback.
Yeah, that's right. You were probably, what, like 6-7 at that point? Anyway.
I was a young man.
Yeah, some things haven't changed. The quality of teams that I've had to cover in the past, with the exception of 13-14, have not been great. So to see a team where you go into almost every game, with the exception of, you know, your Warriors, your Rockets, your Spurs, teams like that, you're not only a team that could go in and win, you're a team that's expected to win. And it's just a fun change of pace to cover a team like that. It's been more fun at the arena. It's been more fun. It's been louder. It's been a cool atmosphere that I haven't experienced in the Target Center since I was a teenager. So it's just a cool change of pace.
No, for sure. And you put that very politically correct, that they have been some interesting teams before that you were covering, some not great teams. They were terrible.
They had some terrible teams. I'll put it more bluntly.
That's more like it. I am thankful for Jay Crossover and the fact that even when the bench is up and down, I am pretty sure that Jay Crossover is always going to have at least a solid night, if not a great-looking night. And so from a group of bench players that have had their ups and downs, it's nice to have some consistency in Jay Crossover. and knowing that he's willing to come in and join the zone coverage crew at any time is also a plus.
Yeah, big fan. You know I'm a big fan. I don't know if he's been. I don't know if I can rely on him every night, but that's another story.
We wouldn't want to stress him like that, but I'm pretty sure he's, in our hearts we know we can rely on him.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Alrighty, that's it for me. Do you have anything that you want to plug? Any stories coming up? Are you covering the game tonight?
There will be a preview out within the next hour, hopefully. And I'm covering the game tonight, yeah. And there should be something out from both Dane and myself on three-point shooting and Andrew Wiggins separately, specifically, respectively.
Awesome. I love it. Go to zonecoverage.com. Check out all that great content. And everybody, have a great holiday weekend. Travel safe. And thanks for joining us on another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.